If you tuned into the Academy Awards last night and watched person after person walk up to the podium to accept an Oscar and wondered, just how do they do that? Get up there and say something intelligent to a live audience of tens of millions? Okay, granted, many of them are actors, but if the thought of having to give a speech in public just scares you, you are not alone. And for some people, speaking in general causes their face and throat to tense up and their voice gets stuck on a single sound. Well, in Nashville, there's a group working to help people who stutter. From Here and Now contributor WPLN, Nina Cardova reports.
Jack Henderson is a gregarious guy.
There's such a joy in communicating, in being able to have your thoughts, your ideas, your concerns, whatever, be understood. That's kind of a deep human need.
You may have just noticed that Henderson has a stutter. It's always been there, always will be, but he's gotten very good at working around it. He's a speech and language therapist with a background in theater and does improv comedy on the side. He puts his voice out there.
And for people who stutter, usually are sometimes scared to do that because they might not be able to get the word out. They might be worried that the person might laugh or turn away or finish what they're saying for them.
Which is why, Henderson says, it's important to create a safe space.
I will be your Toastmaster for this evening.
Of the hundreds of Toastmasters International chapters around the world, only two established groups, one in Australia and another in London, are devoted to people who stutter. Once it gets its charter, this Nashville group will be the third. Members take turns giving short speeches and get feedback on grammar and how closely they held to certain time limits. But at most Toastmasters meetings, there's also a count of how many times each person resorts to filler sounds like ah or
Because, of course, we are a chapter for people who stutter. We will only be having the ah counter used if the speaker wishes to have their ahs counted.
See, sometimes what sounds like or ah is actually the start of someone's stutter. Or even if it is a filler sound, it could be buying time while the person mentally switches gears from a word they feel is about to get caught in a loop to one they know they can say fluently. In this group, whatever technique helps you use your voice is welcome, because using your voice might just help you be yourself.
I'm an introvert, probably because I stutter, but I think I have a personality of being an extrovert.
Eugene Johnson's experience was the impetus for forming this chapter. He's an accomplished man with multiple degrees and, as he says, a natural urge to interact. But for years, he retreated inward.
I've been a member of my church for about 13 years, but never joined a ministry because I was afraid and I didn't have the confidence.
He didn't want to risk potentially tricky conversations, but his extroverted nature pushed Johnson to get in front of groups and just talk. And he found that he could do it.
I now belong to five ministries.
And he wants to see other people like him come out of hiding. So at the Toastmasters meeting, Johnson stands in front of about 30 people and talks about simple everyday things that used to intimidate him.
I can go to a restaurant now. I can order what I want, as opposed to having to settle for what I can pronounce. I can call up that lady at Amazon.com or wherever and demand a refund for the money that I've overspent or that I shouldn't have been charged in the first place.
The Nashville group is just a few members shy of qualifying for an official Toastmasters charter, and they're already talking to interested folks in Ohio about starting a similar club there. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Cardona in Nashville.